time is never satisfied. What up?
Hey.
Oh, girl.
Okay.
Long as I've been giving my love to you.
Okay.
You should be giving me your love too.
Yeah.
Bobby Brown, only nigga made Michael Jackson nervous. Only nigga made Michael Jackson nervous.
Facts.
Shit. Michael was like, thank God for cocaine.
This nigga come out shooting. Teddy, you crazy.
No, man, I'm for real. Bobby Brown.
Bobby
made everybody nervous, nigga.
Man.
Say, I love
this nigga
Bobby.
Was on top of Trump Tower singing to Ghost. To Ghost. Had New Edition looking up at him from the bottom.
Hey, it's his prerogative in this motherfucker.
Right.
Shit. What's up, y'all? Welcome to the G-Spot.
Well,
yeah.
Some of my favorite people in the building.
In the building today.
So we're going to start off with ourselves. I'm Kamira White, as you know.
And I am Precious. Precious Howe.
Precious Howe.
What's up, y'all? It's been a minute. Today's G.
Stands for goofy ass niggas.
Goofy old dumb.
And that goofy side girlfriend bitch.
Lame ass nigga. Turn your goofy down, nigga.
Yeah, for real.
The G today.
I'm okay. I'm
special guest.
Y'all not goofy though, but you know, it's some goof troops out here.
It's a whole lot of goofy niggas. I'm homies with them.
All right, to my right, go ahead and introduce yourself, baby.
I'm Melrose Uncut, the most interesting comic in the whole world.
Okay.
Right.
He's not only a comic, he's a comic, he's a barber. He just cut my hair this morning.
Yeah, it looked good.
Thank you.
Crispy ass part.
Anything, yeah.
Razor
took a razor
game.
Right. Yeah.
Razor, get your razor game up, nigga.
Okay. This nigga's talented.
Mm. Look like Lincoln seats.
No blood either.
Fresh. No blood.
No blood.
Wow.
And to my, what is this? Left. Right hand, left. Okay. To my
to the left of the room, actually.
To the left.
Not to the yellow.
To the left of my, what's up?
What's up, y'all? This is Teddy Ray.
Amazing. Sexy. You got to say something better than that, Teddy. You amazing. Say
what do you mean?
The amazing, fabulous.
Nah, nigga, it's just Teddy Ray.
Bringing sexy, big sexy back for niggas. You feel me? What's up?
Because his show turned the voice on.
ladies. Because my regular voice, you know, I kind of sound like a stud lesbian. But when I'm on the phone hollering at these hoes, you know, I deepen it up. And then, you know, I kind of sound like Elroy.
Yeah, you need to sound like that. That's sexy.
Always.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to talk always. To you. I'm going to just talk to you like this.
Okay. And, that'll get me.
And sip Grand Marnier. Tell you to go cook, nigga.
That nigga gonna sip some old nigga shit.
Right, nigga, with my chest out, like a player.
Some old classic shit.
With a pendant on.
With a bitch to rabbit, that's what you...
Right. That's what you supposed to do.
Okay.
In her house.
In her house.
In her bed, nigga.
Right, nigga. It's 2017.
You know she got a house if she got a pendant.
Yeah.
Man, she bought you the pendant. She got you looking for it.
No.
No?
Yeah.
Yes. For a lot of niggas like that out here.
They do be.
No, women do that. We do that. If we playing, if we got a little side nigga and we playing him, we gonna come home and it's gonna be fruitful for everybody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When y'all's fucking side bitches, that don't benefit us. That just hurt us. How's it benefiting us? Y'all don't bring home nothing.
How's it benefiting our conversations? The reason they getting so much better is because I'm talking to more and more hoes.
Okay.
And I'm experiencing what they experience, and I'm trying to introduce it. Like these hoes be traveling, you just go to work and back.
Wow.
We got different things. I'm giving you different things to talk about.
Okay.
I'm trying to give you aspirations so you can be better than the side bitch.
Okay.
Plus, the nigga come home happy, too. That's true.
Oh, you come home happy when you fuck with the side bitch?
Most niggas do.
Oh.
Most niggas do. That's his happy place.
Right.
So why even have one? You got chilling?
My whole thing is, why fuck up home? You got to go there.
You don't fuck up home. You leave everything at the side. What I'm saying
is... Nah, some of y'all look sloppy. Some of y'all...
Right. Yeah. The side bitch house is like church. You just leave all your burdens.
Right there.
At the altar.
Leave it right there. Nigga, come home.
The side is like church.
Right.
Wow.
Well, make sure shit. If I'm a side bitch, make sure you pass the offering plate. Then make sure you leave some offering.
Oh, side bitches get treated nicely.
Yeah.
That's why girls are aspiring to be side. It's better to be a side bitch almost.
They winning.
Nah, I'm cool. I'd rather
y'all
be the
insecure,
bitch.
Y'all say insecure, Molly. She winning as a side.
Nah, I'd rather be the bitch because I don't want. Because you can't. You can't have it the way you want it. Like, I'm not finna be, you know, them bitches be lonely. Side bitches be lonely once the nigga go home.
Right. But then they got hella friends. Side bitches are happy people.
And the main bitch be calling that nigga all night.
Exactly. Let the nigga cheat in peace. Like,
you live there, but leave him alone. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, You got to know what you want in the situation. In that way, you'll never get stressed out.
Yeah. Well, then that means the nigga not doing his part. He should tell her, look, bitch, I got certain hours. I'm going to hit you.
Okay.
That's pretty much how this
See, my whole thing is, I think we all need to be honest, because women, it's 2017. If you just want to fuck me, then we could talk about a price. If that's how it's going to be. Like, don't. Yeah, man. Because
what
you're
is
not going to. Because let me tell you something. Stop lying. Stop lying so much. Y'all be wanting to rob bitches for the pussy. You know what I'm saying? You want to tell a motherfucker that you love them, you like them, you this, you that. Because you want to get the pussy on a discount. You want me to help you fuck me. You want me to help me fuck you. You do.
Y'all be trying to get the dick, that's the problem.
Because when you try to get dick, you get dick. I never try to get dick. I try to
I never try to get dick.
I stay in my own lane. I let these niggas come to me with all they bullshit.
Right.
I try to trust them, and then
you pick the dick you want.
As soon as I'm done fighting around, I just grab the nigga phone and I find out everything. That's just how it goes.
Why do people do that? Leave a nigga phone alone.
Wow. Stop lying.
Why are you going under the house looking for dirt? It's gonna be there.
Why did you do some bullshit that made me grab your phone? Because I was minding my own business.
The motherfucker was just sitting like this.
I ain't grabbed
your phone. It was just sitting like this.
You
get the urge.
You got me dirty
already.
Take a
nigga phone and run in the bathroom.
Did you fuck me raw?
And lock the door.
Right.
Did you fuck me raw?
That ain't got nothing to do with my phone.
Did you fuck me?
My phone protected. Shit.
If you fuck me raw,
my phone is protected.
Right. My phone protected.
My phone protected.
Nah. It's cool.
I didn't go raw on my side, bitch.
I tell niggas all the time, you hurt my feelings, I'ma hurt your shit. And we already know this
why
is how
I am. Why can't you just hurt my feelings? Talk about my mom.
No, because
don't
you niggas don't have feelings. You don't have feelings. If you have feelings, you wouldn't hurt me. So now I'ma bust your shit up. You break my heart, nigga, I'ma break your shit, nigga.
Damn.
Say, you know what, because it's a better way to do shit. Do you know we even protect y'all feelings when you motherfuckers crazy? I will maneuver my way out of a relationship, out of some cool shit, because I know you stupid and you can't just drop a nigga like that. You know what I'm saying? But y'all think y'all can just drop a bitch or think you can just do some shit. Nah, bitch, I'm going to get my lick back and it's going to hurt.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
You took every opportunity that I gave you. I'm about to take every opportunity.
You
got to
do it like a job.
You give me.
Job don't get you no ease off. They just say, you know what, today's your last day.
But they bring you in for
They bring you in, sit down, and say by 12 o'clock.
You get write up first.
A write up?
Yeah, you get write up. You get come in. You're not performing well.
Sign.
If your performance doesn't pick up, the next time you come in here, you will be fired.
Or you could have a lot of write ups. People be having 5 write ups, 6 write ups. So they don't even sign some of them.
Right, wipe their ass with the write up.
I think y'all should try to just like I don't know. I don't need Mel is doing it, but. Try to be with one girl and see what happens. I'm going to tell you why, because it's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is.
He looks like it hurt him.
He's happy you got the shades on.
Like
right
that
now.
Face. It's the
confidence that you give a woman when you be like, I choose you. She's going to live up to that.
And she's going to...
Not all the time.
Well, I mean, that's your picking, though. If you didn't pick the one that's going to live up to it, that ain't got nothing to do with what I'm talking about. But what I'm saying is, nigga, pick me, I'm going to live up to it.
But the thing is, no matter how much you live up to it, nigga gonna get tired of that pussy.
Nigga, precious!
New pussy, fool. Like,
well, let's go get me one. Then you could buy a new pussy.
But it's still in the same person. Like,
right, oh the same God. Attitude.
And you cool as fuck, but the point is, like, that pussy different. I ain't had that pussy. You know, it's just...
Well, you gonna get... this pussy real different. You come over here fucking around in this pussy, you're gonna get in trouble.
It's gonna be a problem.
Right.
Different pussy. I'm not gonna stay home and cry. I'm gonna bust your shit.
And that's called reactions, baby. Cause and effect. No, if you call somebody,
just know to hide your motherfucking car when you fucking with
nigga,
her.
Right,
act like
keep
you on
shit.
The bus.
Shit, hide your cousin car too.
Oh my God. Okay, y'all. So anyway, Colleen, y'all, today is my birthday eve. I know it's 9/11, but tomorrow is my birthday. Colleen, 323-293-3375. We out here. These are some of the hottest comedians on the scene right now. You know what I'm saying? You need to know.
Word up.
So, Colleen, fuck with us because we chilling.
And we getting it popping tomorrow. You know Precious don't like nobody, but I think she like y'all. We should all just...
It's Virgo
she
season.
She be trying to like be chillaxed on it. Like, I don't want to celebrate me. Bitch, we celebrating you.
Right.
Turn up for Precious.
Right. We gonna open up the shop, man. We after hours in there.
We in that.
strippers.
Nigga, we'll put you on the spot when you on the show. Fuck it. Open your shit.
Yeah, it's open. It's we bosses out here.
Straight like that. We affiliated.
Yeah, we're gonna open up the club for Precious Party. As we own our own shit. Like,
and let me do security.
Right. Like, nah.
Nah, fuck that.
All right.
If somebody hits you, I'm gonna be mad.
Too. I just wanna like.
Can you sing happy birthday to me?
Yeah.
Tomorrow. I got you.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
That's what we want. And that eighth octave you got.
Steve, which one?
I didn't know Teddy can really sing, though.
Teddy can sing.
He's like, I can't stand these scandalous hoes. Scandalous hoes.
We need to have, did you send all your stuff so we could download one of your little,
The song?
One of the songs on the break?
I'm like Melrose. I'm in the studio, too.
Okay.
You know?
He ain't alone.
Right. I be in the studio, too. So I got a little project coming called I Used to Be Light Skinned.
Okay.
Six fire R&B tracks with skits and the whole nine, you know? So
nice. Amazing. I went to the release party.
It was fire.
That was dope.
Until the DJ spilled a shot of Hennessy on his laptop. And then it was over.
I didn't even know that.
It's that fast, huh?
Right. I was like, hold on, my dude. I paid you for the day.
I to bring in a backup or something.
Right. Now I need a discount or something.
Shit.
And it was his fault. He left the shot up there. The wind got the blowing. My bad, man.
It's over.
But then he told me he got to buy it. He probably going to have to buy a new laptop.
Nigga, oh, well.
What you telling me for?
Yeah.
Well, people be telling you some irrelevant-ass information, don't they? Bullshit, bitch. I didn't send my drink up there.
Gotta help you
what
buy
you
the
telling
first
me
one,
for? Now you want to cry. It's my party. What the fuck going on with me? What about me?
Right.
No music ass. This is some bullshit. Them DJs be fake anyway.
They do be fake.
Yeah, with all iPods, that would have never happened with a real DJ, nigga. Like
he would never know to even think to put a shot up there.
But even if he did, it's a record. He just wipe it off. They was on that real shit.
Them niggas used to sweat on their records.
Exactly.
For real.
I seen a nigga DJ from his phone.
Right.
How was everybody?
It still got paid.
Off YouTube.
How was everybody's week? You know, Teddy did the 50 Central thing with me.
Yeah, so, not the same day.
Not the same day.
But y'all both did it, and that's big.
We got a caller.
Oh, shit.
We got a caller for Precious birthday.
Hey.
Cracking.
Hey.
You got to make a nigga call in. What's up, caller? What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is my father from Indiana. Well, happy birthday, Precious.
Thank you, baby. Oh. Appreciate that. Indiana in the house. Building. What you got going?
I've been telling y'all get Teddy
Radio
up there since the
50th
episode.
He sure did.
Right. It's the 50th one?
No, we only on like 5.
Oh, okay. This nigga a real supporter. He counting by the week. But thank you, dog. Yeah, these are my peoples, dog. You know.
Yeah, all that shit. Hey, come here. Hey,
come here. Yeah, nigga, fuck you. Come here.
Yeah, yeah, nigga.
Let's talk to them titties.
Yeah, what? Hey, come here.
Yes.
Come here, white ears. Ain't no rollout show, bitch.
Oh! Shots fired!
Wow. Damn! He said, if it ain't no Camaro White, ain't no rollout show, bitch. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Here.
Our fans are aggressive.
Right. He shut me up. All right, little nigga.
Thank you, boo. When you come to LA, hit me up.
Right.
Indiana.
She want to see what that Indiana talk
I was
about.
Thinking that, but I didn't want to say it.
When they speak your thoughts.
Oh, he country and aggressive?
I know. I like that.
That's what's up. Shout out to him.
But
what's up, man? What's going on? What happened this week?
I did look. Ain't nothing. Oh, I started working out, you know, because I'm trying to be a bad bitch. I said, fuck it. I'm just going to go on and be one.
Yeah. That's good shit.
Yeah.
You already a bad bitch. You just got to feel it.
I got to feel it. So I'm trying to have my outside match my inside so I can stop fucking with these suckers. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They just trying to hold you back.
I am officially mad enough. I'm losing weight. It's official.
Somebody done pissed her off. Huh?
Yes.
Tired of dealing with these niggas.
Right.
I'm going to get me a Moroccan man.
I'm telling you.
That's what's up. Sure. Yesterday I had a table read. I'm doing a play.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
In October.
Tyler Perry.
I'm going to be in the front row.
Bitch. No, it was actually a good, it ended up being real good.
Oh, that's good, because you was like,
I know, you know me, I damn near talk myself out of it before I even go, but it was good, it really was, so we're going to open up that side right quick.
Oh, okay.
Do some little shit.
Good. You know, put that in the air for sure. Good vibes.
Y'all ain't got no shows lined up yet? Like, where we could buy some tickets?
Well, the show's going to be October 13th, 14th, and 15th, and it's going to be the little theater off Washington, but I'll let you know when the tickets...
Nate Holder?
Go on. Huh?
The Nate Holder? The white one?
That's a nice one.
Yeah, that's a nice theater.
It might be.
If it's Nate Holder.
I just heard Washington.
Wherever it's at, we going to be there.
We going to be there.
Wherever
it's at. I read it. Easy. Yeah, come through, y'all, because, you know, you got to have all that shit going, you know? Yeah. Do some acting.
Everything on your resume. That's what's up, bitch. Shit.
That's good shit.
What you do this weekend? How was your week?
My week was eventful.
To say the least.
That shit was eventful, man. Had to run in with the law.
Not good.
Not gonna go into detail, but nigga had to run in with the law, about 38 of them.
Damn. Wow. I heard about it. I had called right that when it was like going down.
Ugly.
That sounded like a chase.
I heard too. Oh my God.
We just need to regroup and
for the war, everybody, we all straight. Everything was cool. They was like, you know, shit happened, my nigga. It's nice in here though.
Wow.
It ain't what we thought it was. That shit kind of cool, though.
Yeah, y'all
How much for cuts, though?
Damn.
Hilarious. That's what's
up. And that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Especially when they just do their shit and then leave.
Yeah, like, okay.
That'd be low-key are cool with a cop that moment. Not all day, but that moment, you be like, all right, nigga, now that you done left.
I was afraid they was gonna ask me for my ID. Yeah, they look like, nigga, I'll answer anything but to give me your ID part.
So right.
Names.
No, I'm Junior. Yeah.
And when I heard, I'm like, no, now is not the time. Don't do this to the barber shop. Nigga, no.
It's all good, though. We back in action.
Yeah. Oh, good shit.
We gonna hook it up Monday. We still gonna make.
I can't stop.
We gonna
do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's up? How my weekend go?
Your weekend. Tell us something eventful.
Did you get some head?
Last week.
Slob on my knob. Like corn.
Sometimes it come fast. You hit somebody in
the
York?
That's why when you was talking about we should share a hotel, I was like, no, the fuck.
He did that. No way. I'm thinking this
you
my road.
Right? At all.
I'm like, why didn't he tell us? We could have went together. And we could have stayed longer. And we could have shared a room. Not he was like, all. Share the room. Just like that, me and him on the phone, share the room.
Are you dumb?
Yeah. I got pieces coming through.
Activities and things.
I'm like, oh, I forgot.
Nah, but shout out to New York. Y'all show a lot of love. Shout out to New York, man. The East Coast.
I could have got me some.
They thought
was
I was Biggie.
Huh? I could have got me some. I was being
good.
Alive.
You was being, oh, shit.
Yeah, one of the dudes that. 50K volume? Nah, I would have gave him some. No. At the studio. You want some now, nigga?
Her tour, singing a song that, you know, reminded her of him. She said that was like her relationship with him. I saw a little clip, and you know, Janet.
That's just the she.
Anytime,
she cries at every. She cries at every tour.
She cried on the Velvet Rope tour.
Yes, she cries.
Her
and J-Lo.
You know we can't hear you.
You can't hear me.
Yes, we can.
I can.
Oh, y'all can. Oh, this is my
turn your head.
Okay. Oh, my shit came out. Okay. I just wanted to make sure everybody can hear you.
Right.
Can you hear now?
No, I still can't, but it's cool. If everybody else can hear you, we good.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah, plug her in somewhere.
But it's okay. I can hear you. I just
can't hear me through the headphones.
We're in the room, but yeah.
But yes.
But Sheila, all those celebrities cry. J-Lo cries. Janet cries.
DMX cries.
Well, I'm going to cry, baby. Anytime anything happens to me, I cry. So I was crying on the airplane going to see 50. I cry. I'm a crier.
You cried on the airplane to go see 50?
I was like, nigga, when the airplanes are going up, I'll say, this shit is real.
It took everything in my body not to sing Big Rich Town when I seen that. I almost like just wanted to cue it up as soon as I seen him in the hallway.
He would have died. He probably would have died.
Say this is a big rich town. Yeah. I just come from the going for.
Hey.
Bright life shit is like.
I was trying not to just grab the nigga.
Say,
all right. 50, we see where you was at 50. With it.
Yeah.
I seen one of the bullet wounds. That shit, no homo, it tricked me out. I low key stared at it.
Oh, the one on his face?
Nah, the one, it was like in the back of his shoulder or some shit. And I was just like,
damn. You gotta stay from behind niggas like that.
No, we was in the hallway, my dude. We was in the hallway. There's a lot of people.
I couldn't help staring
at him. Yeah, that's how it was. He kept coming through the hallway. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. He kept coming through. Because he had to keep changing clothes. That's what fucked me up. Every time I seen a nigga, he was in a flyer outfit than the one right before. I was like, this nigga look good.
That's what they do when you rich, nigga. You,
like, I mean,
you get flyer suits, from like, breakfast to dinner.
Yeah.
Your breakfast fit be like, it be fly too, nigga. Be an Adidas sweatsuit, nigga.
That's exactly how it was. Like,
okay, y'all, we're going to get into a couple of these stories because you know we got to do our advice letter because y'all know the advice is important. But a couple of little quick stories we got to get into. This one is a good one to me, so I'm going to jump to it. Hazel E gets her cat tattoo covered up. Hazel E gets cat wig tattoo covered. I didn't even know
but
she
wait,
had
it was
one.
Above her vagina?
Bitch, that's what they say. Yes. The reality star recently had that tattoo that read Cat Williams just above her vagina.
That's
there it is. Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
That's real.
Whoever did the tattoo didn't even do it. It's crooked. Look at the Williams going up like that.
They being fancy.
That should say Kit.
I think my niece did that. She liked to draw names.
Oh, I could imagine if I got a tattoo right there what I would do to the nigga if he was...
And he fucking cheated. And then look, talking about they split in 2016. When did they get together? In 2016?
But you know what? I don't know what Hazel's doing. She's using her kitty cat in the right way because the bitch is dropping out down in helicopters and shit. And she ugly.
Who is not?
Like, she's ugly, dude.
Now she dating an aspiring rapper, y'all. Oh, that looks a lot better.
That looks good. At least she got nice skin.
But that's always going
to... much better tattoo.
A nigga going to still see the Cat Williams throw it when he hit...
Once it heals.
Right. I can't eat you out. Yeah, I'm going to just look at it and I'm going to just see Cat.
You're going to see some T's.
Right. I'm going to hear the voice. All right.
She should have just put Cat because it could have been her cat.
That joint look way more valuable now with that other shit on there.
With the roses?
He said it look way more valuable.
It does.
That look like some shit nigga want to fuck with.
Property value went up.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
That cash shit made it look like, oh, okay.
Damn, y'all making me want to go get a tattoo.
Like, who scribbled that on your
book? Yeah, like, why'd you do that?
You ain't got no tattoos?
I have a tattoo, but they hurt. Like, I just got my daughter name and my baby daddy. I still ain't took my baby daddy name off.
You
got
to cover it with a...
I know, something.
When you get big enough, somebody calls for. Or with a big X. Okay, look, Mike and Michelle Epps, divorce is final, y'all.
Uh-oh.
They done finalized it. Mike and his wife for 12 years, Michelle, are officially divorced.
Now, how's she getting 25 a month?
Look, y'all,
That's all you saw at all of that?
Yes.
You didn't see none of the
hurt? 46-year-old comedian, he gonna pay $25,000 a month in spousal support only for 6.5 years. However, that will stop if she remarries. So
of
she
course.
Won't be getting married.
Of course.
And he will also pay $15,000 a month. So that's 25 plus 15, which is what? 40? 35?
I can't even add right now. 40.
Yeah, a month for the two children that they share, along with their private school. Now, each of them are walking away from the marriage with multiple cars, while the former couple will split royalties from the movie and TV roles, including Hangover, Hancock, and Girls Trip. They gonna sell their family.
Why I gotta split my royalties?
Because we're married.
Married, baby.
Damn.
You married me. You took that home.
You wasn't in Friday After Next.
you wasn't with me shooting in the gym.
Right. You didn't help with none of these. I mean, you might have made.
But it's both ways, too. If she had more money, then you would have got it. I mean,
because look what Mary going through.
Yeah, Mary got to pay that nigga 30 G's.
That's a lot of money.
And Monique had to pay her first husband. She said she almost got that nigga.
Monique had to pay her nigga 30 G's a month.
And he was shorter than her.
Yeah, this shit is crazy. That's why it's like, if you love somebody, I mean, you can love somebody without having to prove it on no paper, dog. It's a lot of other shit to go into it once you do this shit.
Yeah, like,
but see, some people are not fair. If I was dating a broke ass nigga and I was like Mary J. Blige, I wouldn't just leave him so he would have to go to the projects. You can't do people like that. Like, I would have said, okay, bro, I'm going to get you a little apartment on the east side. I'm going to give you an allowance and I'm going to do it for about 2 or 3 years, but you got to get your weight up.
But
like,
you would have left him if he would have dogged you the fuck out, you would have.
Right.
I mean,
the way you niggas.
Well, if
stop.
He would have died, yeah, you're right. Because I'd have been breaking up my own damn car that I bought him. Exactly.
He'd have dropped the nigga off to the property. Nigga. Here, Bobo, this
in
your
fact,
new shit.
Marion Kendu were in the news this week for owing the IRS a couple of million.
No, that's just Mary.
Shit, we can't win. Okay, y'all, on another note, because you know how women are, and guys always talk about women getting surgeries and doing this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this just came out recently, Deion Sanders admits to getting Botox.
Wow. He look good.
He does look good.
He do.
But the thing is, he said he started seeing crow's feet on his eyes, you know, the little lines and shit, and he 50 years old, he work out a lot, he wanted to get that shit done, so he did, and he said he feels great. So, men are out
Deion always been out there, though.
Must be the money.
Yeah. motherfucker.
Hey, but those shoes was hard as fuck.
On the field, you can't fuck
with. Oh, the Deion
Sanders. I had a Deion Sanders. I had them in all the colors. The red ones, the green ones. Them motherfuckers was hard, though.
Classic.
Like,
I still can't get with getting Botox, though, dog. Just accept it, my dude.
Yeah.
You know, he that type of dude. He flashy.
And then
he not flashy.
He want to be, I mean, he think he fine. Come on, we know Deion. Yeah. Like, it's fine.
Deion's a real
nigga. I love his show. His reality show.
Deion's a real nigga.
Look, he says 50 is the new 21. I feel young. I feel very energetic. I feel like taking on the world.
And he fucking, what's the Majiggy X bitch? And she look good.
Who?
Tracy Edmonds. Babyface. He, she fuck, he,
what?
Yes. That fine ass bitch. Yes.
Damn. Who fucking Nicki Murphy?
Oh.
Nicole Murphy, you mean? Yeah. I don't know, but that bitch body look good too.
Yeah. She keep popping up on the Shade Room in Fashion Nova jeans, and I want to hit that.
you might have a chance.
In fact, that's coming up in our advice letter about older women. So when we get
in Fashion Nova jeans, it's older women in general.
Oh my god, he is putting
Twitter Fashion Nova jeans.
Nova
jeans. Twitter
Fashion Nova is the store where bitches be shopping and shit.
It's the Apple Bottom of
2017. Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, I mean, that was right?
Apple Bottoms.
Real quick too, before we get to the letter. Kim and Kanye, it's reported that they little mystery mother, the little surrogate, is an African-American, which means black. It's a black woman. They got, with a college degree who's been married for 5 years.
And wow.
She got two boys of her own and is in physical
I wonder how
shape,
much they paid her.
And is a registered Democrat.
A lot.
You get paid. I know regular bitches, like that's Kanye and them. But like me, if I wanted to like be a surrogate, they pay you like about 40 G's.
Now that shit fuck around.
To carry somebody's baby, And you can sell your eggs now for about $10,000 an egg.
Wow. Hey, I'm selling sperm. If anybody need an intelligent child.
Want some eggs?
Oh, yeah. If anybody need a for show son, this nigga makes sons. Like,
you think she at least got a milk?
That's all Melrose makes is
boys.
Young Kings too.
They are so fine.
Give me $10,000 for the semen.
Wow.
You can have you one.
$10,000.
He show his kids off. Like, you see the product. You know it's good.
I shoot it anywhere you need it.
Hey, them kids are selling too.
He got
one Langston. I'm named after Langston Hughes.
Yes, nigga. For real.
I'm Oliver.
King Oliver Langston.
Yes. Hey, they don't play.
And this oldest one, baby. Oh my god, fine. He's tall, bow leg, beautiful smile, skin. He tapped me on the shoulder in the barbershop. I turned around like, oh shit. Hey, baby. Hey, beautiful. God damn, where you going?
How much you guys think that she got paid? At least a meal ticket, right?
At least a ticket, yeah. At least.
Because she already got two kids, so this might turn
into
something
else. But why they mention that she a Democrat? What that got to do with the baby?
She's registered Democrat. Yeah.
Right. Like,
she got two sons. She been married for 5 years. She got a degree, and she a Democrat.
Why would that be your rundown?
I feel like Kris Jenner wrote
that. Well, speaking of babies, I want to congratulate Foxy Brown just had a baby.
No, she did not. Don't lie to
her.
That looks like that could be my child.
Oh, my God, Foxy.
That is a beautiful baby.
I think Foxy is like Trinidadian or something, right?
She's from somewhere.
The baby daddy is supposed to be Spraga Benz, the reggae.
Spraga?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so happy for Foxy.
A white man baby. You got a picture of Spraga Benz?
Yeah. Oh, my God, that baby is amazing. Oh, she's so gorgeous.
She is very
make me want to have one.
No, I just thought not Foxy that pretty. Was at she... least. She came in the game 16, though, so yes.
But we're black women. We can push out kids at 46, nigga. We not like white
Halle
girls.
Halle Berry is that proof.
Yeah. Janet was 50 when she had a... Nigga, this shit worked down here.
Like a motherfucker.
And they get better with time.
And then Janet snapped back in his own tour now. She's 50. Mm-hmm. Nigga.
Yeah.
Like, that's amazing.
That's money. That's a real hospital right there.
Who run the world?
Hey. Money.
Beyonce. All right. We'll get to
two very honest answers.
Looking ass. I think we should get to our advice letter. What y'all think?
Yeah, let's
hop into it. Do you want to take a break and then go to the advice letter? Okay. Good?
I don't know.
No, go ahead.
It's okay?
Okay.
Okay, look. This is our favorite part of the show. Mine, if it ain't nobody else, is my favorite portion of the show, my favorite potion.
Okay.
Because what it is that people actually send us letters and we give our expertise advice on the situation.
Yes, we do.
Okay? All
right.
And we are just so honored that y'all feel so highly about our opinions the way we do. Okay? Today's advice letter. Dear G-Spot, I'm a 37-year-old brother who has a good job, nice house, and car, and I'm deeply in love with a 54-year-old woman.
I'm a hater. Call me.
She's fit, beautiful, intelligent, and single. She's also an executive at the company I work for. Mm. I've been feeling her for almost a year and was reluctant to step to the plate because of our age difference. But one day I ran into her at lunchtime in Chipotle and we ate together. I finally found the courage to ask her out. When we went to dinner and after several glasses of wine, we went back to her place. We had great sex. Mm,
that night.
But after that night, she acted like nothing happened.
Boss.
Executive. Excuse me. At work, it was business as usual. When I asked her what was up, she suggested I should date younger women and that I might want children one day. I already have a 7-year-old daughter, so I'm cool on having kids. I've tried everything to win her over. Gifts, trips, jewelry, but she refuses them all. My family thinks I'm crazy, but I love her. One time with the pussy. I feel she likes me too, but may think I'm too young. What should I do? Thanks.
She don't think you too young. She 54. These niggas done scared her to death.
No.
She don't want no more bullshit.
Right.
She this bitch is an executive.
She want that feeling. Nah.
She just wanted a little bit of dick from you, nigga. Gone,
this
nigga.
This nigga fuck game was terrible. You did not have great sex, nigga.
I didn't think about that. Oh, my
Your
God.
Your fuck
man.
Game was
oh,
terrible,
he
nigga.
He took my answer. Because if that was some good dick, what? She wouldn't give a fuck because she's already a boss. I fuck you whenever I feel like it, nigga.
But some know, but you a woman and you getting your feelings and she got a lot to lose. You feel me? This bitch got her, she...
No. If that did good, terrible, you will risk nigga. It all.
Right, you gotta
put
go their back.
Life on the line. Nigga,
she said you risk it
you
all.
You risk it all for some good shit. That shit good. Amazing. You will risk... What? I put it all on the line. Fuck it.
Yeah, nigga.
Bet on black.
She said, go fuck God. With a young bitch, nigga.
And
you don't know what the fuck you doing.
Yeah, you gonna want kids.
Nigga.
You wow, gonna want this. Shit. Like, this ain't what you want. He like...
But it, ain't it the older woman that's supposed to train you, though? The older woman.
She ain't got to do this.
Well, maybe it's untrainable. Some niggas' dicks is untrainable. I mean, if you can't feel it, you can't feel it. Ain't no way you can feel it.
And some bitches y'all fuck, it's no reason why you never fuck them again. You just don't want to fuck with them. I mean, you didn't feel like jacking off that night, so you fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Facts. It could be anything, you know? So that could have been her that day. Like, I think it's hard for men to really place us in that position.
She was out of batteries and
like,
was just
you know
like,
what?
Come here, little nigga.
Fuck a battery. I just want some real dick.
It's crazy.
Right
see, good dick like that. See, I'm opposite. See, this letter for me would have been like, he fucked the shit out of me and I'm scared. Like, that's what it would have been for me. I'm older. I got my shit is straight.
You know,
this
young
nigga that came in here, I don't even want these problems. You know what I'm saying?
Like, this is him flipping out.
Business as usual. Like, nigga.
She back at work. Like I don't even know.
She didn't even mention
that. That's what I said. Business as usual. Like,
she ain't even
I'm not even finna go get myself into this. That's me.
Visually, I see Boomerang. Do y'all see this?
Yeah, Boomerang.
She don't want no fucking trip. She don't want to go nowhere.
Man, this is Boomerang. Hold on. This is quite the Boomerang.
Marcus died. I'm not wearing any pants.
Derek.
Well, he says she looks good. She's fit.
Fit, beautiful. Intelligence.
But yeah, you might be right. He probably was garbage.
Yeah. Nigga,
that's what
no
you, that's
fuck
your
saying?
The dick was slow, okay? The dick was trash gosh. Can juice.
That's trash can juice.
Cold slow.
Then why did he think it was great?
Damn.
All of us start using it. That pussy cold slow.
That nigga slow as fuck.
Bitch, you cold slaw on this motherfucker.
Slaw ass.
I cannot stand y'all.
You got me all slawed up.
Oh my god.
I found the picture of the so called baby daddy of Foxy y'all. Brown.
Let's see. Okay.
Oh,
they made a cute baby.
But the baby's so light skinned.
Yeah, it don't matter.
I used to be light skinned. You know my album coming?
It don't matter.
I used to look
my
like
nephew
light skin baby Chris Brown.
No, it don't. No, I know it don't matter. Like the my best friend's son, he was yellow as hell, and
both of them like
they both
dark.
Of them was brown. Yeah, yeah. But they all come to each other. That little baby is
that
amazing.
That might not be his baby,
right? That might want to.
Damn, I don't mean to start with the bullshit, but you know, Lil Kim is sad right now, right?
Oh. Cause her baby cuter than Kim baby.
Oh.
Nigga, that baby is slaying. Kim baby a little off a little bit.
That's because Kim a little off. Kim didn't always used to look
no,
like that.
No, her no, baby eyes over here. Like, it's all like.
That's Kim, what I'm saying. She looked bad.
She was pretty back in
the. You know what? Have you noticed that we haven't seen the twins, Jay-Z and Beyonce?
You're not going to see
them. No, I haven't seen them.
Why?
Till they blue age.
No, because they got to get a little older, baby. She got them at home.
Yeah, you know, you. No. When you have a baby by Jay-Z, they don't come out cute at first. And you gotta, they gotta grow.
And then you started,
they gotta grow into their cuteness.
Right.
Blue is cute.
She didn't get cute until she started pointing at paparazzi and had an attitude. Everybody was clowning Blue.
But you know,
why don't they comb her hair? That's all I heard the first 2 years.
I know,
of Blue
I was
life.
Pissed off.
I liked it. They did.
See what these niggas do to your life? Beyonce ain't never had a bad review. She had this nigga baby.
So you go fucking up my
now you, okay, really how you just blame Jay-Z for that?
But now I feel it though. Ain't nobody gonna be coming on her every day. Shit, like, where the fro, baby?
We and you know you gotta whoop girls' ass to come to here, and they didn't want to put their baby through that trauma. She's a princess. Come on, it wasn't finna be beating Blue upside the head to come.
She had her fingers over her nose the whole time while they was passing out food in Houston. Baby Blue.
She what? Did not.
She look it up. Around. Look it up. She's like, ooh, you niggas stank. Y'all ain't had a bath in
weeks. What is this? Right this?
Yeah.
You peasants.
Woo, mommy, but they smell, though.
Mommy, how long we got to be here? Baby, we are doing good work.
Peon.
She starts shout out to Beyonce for
helping her daughter the victims.
Hey, Beyonce did good work.
Shout out to Beyonce, Trey. King Karan.
Beyonce is a Virgo. Come on, she's the Virgos are down to earth. Like, no matter how big
she went out there on her birthday,
like, that's how y'all are.
She gave them all Jordans.
I don't know if she gave them all Jordans, but they all definitely got barbecue plates.
She left them all Jordans.
She
did barbecue plates.
Barbecue they was passing out bar. I'm the nigga that looked at the plate. I was like, what are they? You Beyonce, bitch. Don't be just passing out turkey sandwiches. The fuck?
I saw some beans, ribs and some sides. Beans, greens.
I was like, okay, this is a good plate.
You name it. She had it all in there. Right. Teamed up with the church and got it popping.
Oh, my gosh.
That's hilarious. All right, y'all. Oh, no, we still got time. Come believe it. We made it.
What?
We be rushing because we be talking too much.
Yeah, I thought it
y'all niggas talk fast. Y'all like twisted together.
Yeah. Y'all don't have to rush. It's cool.
I figured if we're going to get in the shot.
Oh, shit.
I hate it so much. No. All right, well, what we got coming up, guys? Let us know. What you got? Millie?
I don't know. Shit.
Like, I'm trying to get my life together. I said I had to run in with 38 motherfucking laws.
Right.
Don't ask me what's coming up, okay? Shit. I'm trying to regroup. Shit.
Where can they follow you?
Great things coming.
Okay.
Great things coming.
Already, you know that, if nothing else.
Great
shit.
Things coming.
And we're about to take this show to a whole nother level, y'all, so.
I thought you were about to say a whole nother channel. Like,
nah.
Sorry, boys. We're taking our talent to KJLH.
They want to be
to our
blue light. We like to make an announcement.
Mirror went to the end of the show to get it
now's
all
the perfect time to say
fuck this shit.
We out. No.
No, but we really are. We really love our show.
It's a dope show.
And we're about to take this shit far. We got a caller.
Okay, caller. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up, y'all? This is Larry Goodwell. How's everybody?
Larry!
Hey, what's up, Melrose and Teddy Ray?
What's up, bro? You not gonna speak to the ladies?
He speaks.
He calls us all the time.
Yeah, y'all know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we new to this shit, man.
We new. Oh, my bad, folks. Hey, how you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. I'm dry. I'm dry.
How y'all, man?
You dry? Okay, that's
somebody
good.
Down there was like, nigga, you can't send me no Uber or nothing. I was like, I'm gonna send you an Uber. He was like, man, come get me out of here, man. But you good, brother?
They were surgeon, man.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm good, man. I was watching the show. I just wanted to people.
Oh, yeah, man. Appreciate you, bro.
Solid.
We got to get down there, man, and do a show.
Yeah,
you need to get your ass up here and visit us, Larry. You left and never came back.
Nah, we got to go down there.
Where you at?
Houston.
I'm in Houston.
Oh, I didn't know that, man.
This nigga been gone forever.
Man, hey, man.
You didn't get flooded out at all?
No, remember, Larry's of a different class.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The suburbs. That's
he's looking at niggas on the hill. He's on the hill.
Yeah, he like Blue Ivy with like a cover of
no.
I was like, no, I'm dry every evening.
He sent a couple of Ubers down there. Like.
I'm gonna be up there, man. But y'all come down here, man.
For real, we have to plan. Time.
No, we do.
You got a couch for us, my nigga?
Look, nigga, I always want to stay. Can you keep four people?
Shit, if you got a couch for us, we get a rental car. We can go next week.
Texas niggas got big ass houses. You always right. They don't. They be mad if you spend some money at a hotel.
For real.
What was you doing, bro?
Come on, man. Let me know whenever.
All right, for sure, brother.
We love you.
Thanks for the call, King.
We really do.
Love you,
Kamara.
Stay up, brother.
Oh, that's bye. So real. You know, it feels good to know that our people actually watch us and support us, you know, because...
And I was just pretending like I heard the conversation.
You still didn't hear it? He showed hella love.
I know. I'm like, thank you, Larry. I'm just trying to be on cue. Like, I love you, too.
Are you just wearing these headphones?
Yeah. They're like, something's going
look
on.
Cool. You wanna... look cool.
But at least she goes to
the bed. At least I'm playing it up.
Oh. She can't hear post. She can't hear shit. I can't hear shit. The show is over now. Don't switch now. God damn it. We got 2 minutes.
I have to hear good now. Hey.
Oh, yeah. I don't hear a damn. Why? That's all Kamara was doing. You can't hear shit out of these.
She was participating. It's a participation headset.
Ain't it?
Playing it off like a motherfucker.
But that's good. You did a great job.
Thank
like
you.
Nobody would ever know.
Before we go, I want to wish Tontizzi a happy
yes.
birthday.
Teezy.
Yesterday was Tontizzi's birthday.
Happy
and then
birthday.
Today is George's birthday. George Holt from
oh,
Right
George.
Along Radio.
Oh, how you doing, George?
Happy birthday, George. Tontizzi, you look beautiful yesterday. We
she
saw you
sure
out
did.
Going
she did.
Out to kick in for your birthday and shit. You looked beautiful, baby. Yes.
I'm trying to holler at George. George, you want out? I'll take you out for your birthday, George.
Okay,
wow.
George.
You gotta slow down on your hollers, my nigga.
Yeah, hella niggas on one show.
George, if you want your life fucked up, holler at your girl, because that's what
that's
we
That's why
do.
These niggas keep
baiting niggas
we
into the bullshit.
Shit, nigga. Come on over to my place so I can fuck you up.
Me and George have an amazing relationship. He's a very sweet guy. He wouldn't do anything to hurt me, wouldn't you, George? He wouldn't do that.
That's just too many hollers. That's like six hollers in 1 hour.
The one that you almost moved your whole family to New York 20 minutes ago.
See, this is why
for
we
a big
came.
Nigga with a clipboard. I don't even know if he was a real producer.
I went home.
Yeah, big.
I went home.
Big.
I thought this would be a good idea, but clearly this is just
anyway,
very
whatever.
Insubordinate.
I'm sorry that I love black men. No. I'm sorry.
Nigga tried to justify it with that. I am sorry that I'm attracted.
Don't be sorry when niggas love black
everybody.
Women.
No, just not on my time. Just
can't really account for the time.
That's too much honesty you asking for. Six
man.
Different motherfuckers.
Man.
How much truth can a nigga take?
How much honesty you bring into the table?
Oh my God.
Who you still talking to?
I stop talking to all my hoes when I get me a new one. I do.
And then, but you save their number still?
Nah.
Yeah.
You can take my phone. I'm committed. You could take my phone if you don't believe.
I don't want your phone.
I know you don't. But I'm saying
you
could take.
Give me her way too smart ass shit in her phone. She got like a throwaway.
Fuck it up.
She got a fun.
She got one
phone.
Of those apps that look like the calculator. You hear? See now when the calculator app.
Oh, I bust through that one.
That's
that
open up a whole
can't do
new
that
phone.
To me no more. I know about the calculator.
I feel like you keep all your side niggas on your dog.
And if ladies, if your nigga is always playing a game while y'all together, he's trying. The game is stopping the cars from coming through.
Yeah,
niggas don't play games.
We need to have a segment for Kamara on how to.
Yeah, real niggas.
Female Bureau of Investigation. That's what it was gonna be called. The Female Bureau of Investigation. Nigga.
If the nigga play late night basketball,
she like just
nigga,
give, find just give me his middle initial. I'll find out who this is.
Male, no, too. Male, call me like I need you to run a check. I'll be like, brr.
Wow.
She sent back a whole nigga profile, nigga.
Social security
family
number,
tree and shit.
Like, say she.
I said, damn, this nigga was a. His family come from Mississippi. She came back with next of kin, first of kin. Current address, last address.
Kamara will have like 3 to 4 addresses saying for your ass. Like this
damn.
Bitch is connected. Like, seriously.
Nigga, West Side.
Like, it's good to have people connected, for real.
Nobody been, I never mess with this poem. Nobody.
Do it. Do it if you want to. I swear to God,
nigga
do
be
it.
Be right at their house. Like,
do
this
it.
Bitch, get my address. You know, it do is spook a nigga when you text him his social security number.
Wow. And he ain't never got
it. He ain't never gave it to you.
Shit. Y'all be
picture
going
of his license, his social. Nigga mama name, daddy name. Play and a picture of you sitting in your car right now.
But I swear on everything, I warn everyone. I do. I'd be like, don't play with me because I don't play.
But they don't. I don't think they understand.
Like, right? They just. They like right, right.
Okay,
right.
I don't play either.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Y'all think it's
bad? We not playing, motherfuckers.
Ain't nobody playing.
Ain't nobody playing with you.
I ain't playing shit. Don't open that box.
Look at my phone. Ain't no games on my shit. I don't play.
And then when he play and she spares out, niggas don't know how to react.
They don't know what to do. I'm sorry.
Why don't you know? She told you up front.
I don't play.
She didn't hide it.
I didn't.
Teddy, where are you going to be next?
Yeah, we're going to stop. Where are you going to be next?
Oh, where am I going to be next? I'm going to be everywhere, my next. You feel me? I'm going to be floating around.
Like G?
But yeah, follow my IG, Teddy Ray Comedy. I post all my shows up there. I can't think off the top of my head because my phone over there.
That's how you know we are a bunch of weed smokers. We don't know what we have coming up next.
Nigga,
I'm for our phones to tell us.
You caught me off guard with that one.
Did you give him your handle, though?
Melrose, M-E-L-L-R-O-Z. Follow me on IG, Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah, and y'all know who we are, the same motherfuckers here every week on your ass. Precious and Kamira. Precious. One Precious Comedy. I'm at Big Wang's tonight, nigga.
Okay.
In NoHo.
Where's that at?
Right. I want some Wang's, too.
In NoHo. It's late, too. 10 o'clock show. But I'm working on some shit, so don't come through to see no great show, all right?
Yeah, wait.
I'm in the gym.
Sometimes you gotta just let a nigga know.
You gotta let him know. But then you wanna post the shit, because you don't want people to feel like you didn't even, you know, true.
You don't never tell me, because I'm always, you seeing all my jokes.
I hate that I have to personally tell people, follow me.
Can I work?
Right. No.
But I hate when people tell you to follow them in person and make it all awkward, and they watch you type it in your phone.
Oh, follow me right now.
Right, nigga, that shit weird.
I could still leave and unfollow
you. Nigga, with the quickness.
I have unfollowing sprees sometimes. I just be like, let me see.
Yeah, I will call Precious. She be like, what you doing? She be like, clearing out these motherfuckers. I'm following him. This bitch.
Some of that shit be for nothing for me. Sometimes I feel bad when people start.
Just get a motherfucking phone number.
Or some people are starting. Sometimes it seems like people don't be fucking with your shit, and then the minute you unfollow them, all of a sudden here they come, and they be like, damn.
Or they hit you petty. Like, I see you unfollow them. Like, damn.
That's because they have an app for that. People really are petty like that.
They do have an app for that. Yeah. I see it, but I always ignore it because I don't care
who's following me and unfollowing me. It don't matter.
My thing is, if we cool, we cool. Just speak when you see me. Fuck all this shit.
Yeah. And, you know, if anybody got a problem with me, y'all know where I'm at. I just want to throw that in real quick because I said I was going to say it earlier.
Kamara be inviting the bullshit.
Man,
you like to entice a motherfucker.
I catch all fades, relationships.
You know where it's at right now.
Right now.
Shows. Right now.
We gotta go, guys.
I'm catching all that shit.
Bye, y'all. It's the G Spot.